order to understand Stonehenge, we have to look at the periods up to that construction. So going back 1,000 years or more beforehand. And then only by doing that and understanding how the landscape evolves do we get a sense of why Stonehenge is where it is.
The Hidden Landscapes Project's unprecedented big picture has revealed a remarkable world of hidden monuments.
It was really quite exciting when we looked at this data for the first time. The team who was looking at it said, that looks like a henge, and that is important.
As they analysed their data even further, they found new information about how the other monuments interconnect with Stonehenge.
The architecture of Stonehenge doesn't exist in isolation. There's a form of connectivity in the landscape here that we'd not realised before.
The discoveries made by the Hidden Landscapes Project are backed by new finds from other research projects. Together, they are telling the full story of Stonehenge. The first signs of human activity in the Stonehenge area date back 10,000 years to a period known as the Mesolithic. Around that time, three large totem-like poles were erected, 250 metres from where Stonehenge now stands. Their meaning and purpose has baffled experts since their discovery in 1966.